Hello, Augusta. I'm Ann Louise White, and I've been here for the Vocal Week, and it's been an incredible week, and you are in for a fantastic show. A lot of great performers here tonight. We've been doing all kinds of music here at Augusta this week. We've been doing French Acadian dancing and singing. We've had doo-wop with Laurent. We've had Congolese dancing and singing with Mabiba Benye. And I try to think of where else can you go where in 1 week you can do music from all over the world. And there's just one thing that concerns me is it could cause problems for certain people. I mean, think about if you're somebody who has a signature sound, if you've made your name going for a certain kind of sound, like what if Ethel Merman came to Celtic Week? This could present a problem. I mean, she might start sounding like this. Well, you go, laddie, go, and we'll all go together. I mean, that's a problem. But luckily, we don't have Ethel Merman with us tonight. We have a wonderful, wonderful performer from Northern Ireland who doesn't sound anything like Ethel Merman. And I'm going to introduce her in a minute, but first I have to tell you that we ask you not to tape these concerts, and we ask that no photos be taken during the concert as they can be very distracting to the artists and other audience members. And we thank you for your cooperation on that. I'd like to now introduce Rosemary Woods, who is an exceptional songwriter, and I checked in with her, and she is going to do some of her original work tonight. So please welcome Rosemary Woods.
His accent is very good. What do you think? Do I sound like that? I hope I don't. Sorry, Anne Louise. We had fun behind stage. Well, it's lovely to be here, and it's something I've always wanted to do ever since Robin Kessinger said to me about this particular week. So just going to sing you some songs, and I suppose because I'm a songwriter, I better sing my own songs. But I'm going to start off with one called Wild Flowers for You. And some of you who have been hearing me through the week know the story. But for those of you who don't know the story, I wrote this song after just spending a couple of hours in a lovely man's company. And I thought I was doing well until I found out, just as you do sometimes, that he already has someone else in his life, and I find this out in a particular way, so the song kind of tells a story.
My heart was singing a song that it knew as I picked wildflowers for you. La da da la da da la da da dee, la da 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 dee, la da 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 la da da dee, la da 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 dee. I reached your doorstep and you said, "Come on in." My heart, it grew heavy for what lay within. There were flowers and flowers in every hue. Someone had picked them for you. Someone had picked.
It's not nice when you have your hopes raised like that and then you find that there's nothing you can do about it. Well, I've been hearing lots of harmonies as I've been in the chapel the times that I've been in it, and I'm going to sing a song now, and I'd love it if you all sang with us, so would you do that? You're not sure? The chorus of this song is "Under the light of the moon, under the light of the moon, true as the stars are in the sky, I will love you till I die, under the light of the moon." And I write my songs usually around home, and this song was written after my father asked me to go up and stook some bales one night in the Overby field with a few acres of land. He thinks that being a singer-songwriter is not a job at all, and you know, if he was here this week in Augusta, he would know the work that it was. But enjoyable work, I've loved it. So I wrote this song after thinking about when I was 10 years old and in the same field, I heard my mother and father tell each other they loved each other. And then whenever I was 40, I heard them tell each other they loved each other in the house. And it made more sense to me then. So please sing with us, because I know you can.
It took me a walk one late summer's evening. I walked till the sun left the sky. When a gentle harvest moon like the rose came out in bloom and shone down its light from on high. A couple I did see, and they held each other tight. And though the stars were in the sky, they were twinkling in their eyes under the silver moonlight. And under the light of the moon, under the light of the moon, true as the stars are in the sky, I will love you till I die, under the light of the moon. As I watched them pledge their love to the other, the tears down my face they did flow. For how were they to know . Then they quickly walked along till round the corner they were gone. I did beg to the moon in the sky, "Mr. Man that's in the moon, let the time be coming soon when my true love to me he will cry."
Thanks for singing. Thank you. That's a lot. In Ireland, I'm known for my sad songs more than my happy songs, but it's just the way I write, and it's got nothing to do with the way I feel, because a lot of times, most times, I'm fairly happy. And but I've worked in welfare a lot of my life, and usually, whenever I have a concert at home, there's just a thing set up for the people going out for antidepressant tablets. So, or beer or wine or something. So I don't know if there's that here tonight, but I'll not sing you the sad songs. I'll try and keep away from too many, the very bad ones. But this is a song I wrote after a friend of mine. She was a work colleague. She started coming into work very late and very drunk, and we covered for her quite a bit. And then it turned out that she was actually having an affair with someone who was married. And usually the night before, he would obviously have arranged to meet her somewhere, and then he probably couldn't get away from his wife. So we ended up not going, and she ended up just going to the pub and getting drunk. And that's the way it happened until she got really bad. And one morning she came in and she was in a terrible state. And by about 10:30, the first phone call came, and he was saying, obviously, the reason why he couldn't meet her. And she called him some choice names, and then she left. He put the phone down. She put the phone down very bad. Then the next thing, by the 9th or 10th phone call, and about 3:30 or 4:30, that afternoon, I heard her saying, "Where will I meet you?" And I wished I could have been her guardian angel and taken her way out of all the mess that she was in. And I have to thank someone, or thank God, for my guardian angel, because he's been keeping me out of bad danger so far. So this is Guardian Angel.
I watched her hanging around him. She knows she's the queen of all fools. She'll do anything to be close beside him. Two loves to obey all his rules. In silence, deep silence, she struggles. She'll speak when he says it's all right, but he doesn't know and he doesn't see. She's treading a fine line tonight. I am her guardian angel. I'm holding her tight. He promises her conversation, inviting his friends on the way, and like dust freshly set on a table, 'twas so easy to blow her away. He tells her he'll ring her tomorrow. She knows too well what that means. She smiles as she leaves, but her smile so deceives. He's just put an end to her dream. I am her guardian angel. I'm holding her love. There's hope in the morning's new sunrise. There's life at the dawn of the day. There's light at the end of the tunnel, but you don't seem to see things my way. She screams out in vain at the darkness. She cries in the black of the night. She hopes this will all soon be over. I know I won't win this fight. I am her guardian angel. I'm holding her tight as I can. I cradle her close like a baby. She slips through my fingers like sand.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think I've maybe just got time for another song, and just want to say, isn't the sound absolutely wonderful? I don't know what I'm going to do when I go back to Ireland. I'll never get it this good. Thank you, Flann, so much. And thank you, too. It's wonderful. Thank you. This is a song I wrote whenever I was actually at the Philadelphia Folk Festival about 3 years ago, and I was just in a hotel one night, and I was feeling very alone because I'd been on the road 3 weeks and really looking forward to just seeing a face or hearing a voice from Ireland. And I knew that Mick Maloney lived in Philadelphia, and I'd always tried to meet him, but every time he was either in Ireland or I was in America, whenever he was in Ireland and vice versa. So anyway, I rang him, and sure enough, he was in, and he said, come on, and I'll take you away out of that hotel room and have a good yarn with you in his house. So it was wonderful. We had a great time together. And I wrote this song just as Mick was coming to get me. And if any of you are staying on next week, will you give him a big hug and say a big hello? Because I'm going to miss him again, just by a day. Isn't that ridiculous? Maybe I'll stay on. So I wrote this song for all my friends, and I'm going to just sing it for you all, because I feel that I've made a lot of friends here, and I hope that maybe sometime I'll see you all again. So this is If I Were a Bird. I'm going to sing this for Joey and Robin in particular. They're my buddies now. Well, if I were a bird, I would swallow the rainbow, and I'd bring it to you when your sky is not blue. And if I were the sun, I would warm you forever in all kinds of weather. I would shine just for you, but I'm not a bird, and the sun I can't be. But if you I will give you my time,
when there's no time to spare. I will give you my ears when no one listens or cares. I will give you
myself. Out in the lobby, there is a silent auction going on with a lot of amazing artifacts and items that you definitely should be taking home with you tonight. And the silent auction will go on through intermission. So during intermission, you'll have a good 20 minutes to go out and check out the CD counter, but also bid on some items. And tonight, the silent auction ends at the end of intermission. When they flash those lights, that means it's over, and the auction will be done. So go out and do your bidding. This week is also French-Canadian week, and it's been an incredible week to be dancing out on the street to the music of Sabin Jacques and Rachel Aucoin. She plays virtuosic piano. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to hear her yet, but you will be hearing her tonight. And Sabin Jacques is a virtuoso on the accordion. They also are going to be joined by Tess LeBlanc, who told me she will be doing some dancing as well as singing. And I've had the pleasure of being in Tess LeBlanc's French-Acadian singing class, and she's just got an absolutely exquisite voice. Which makes me think again about, you know, what if Tess LeBlanc came for, oh, I don't know, Blues Week? I'll ask her what she would do there. But how about if Julie Andrews came to Blues Week? It doesn't mean nothing if it hasn't got that swing. Do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-da. It doesn't mean nothing. All you've got to do is swing. Woo! Do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-da. It makes no difference if it's sweeter. Hot. Just give that music everything you've got. Supercalifragilistic. It doesn't mean nothing. Nah. We're still getting ready. I'll have to. Okay, here's one. Bob Dylan getting into opera. Now, I know we don't have opera here, but Here's Bob Dylan.
Ave Maria.
Actually, that sounds kind of like a Leonard Cohen song, doesn't it? Anyway, without further ado, please welcome Sabin Jacques, Rachel Aucoin, and Tess LeBlanc.
Bonsoir et c'est un grand plaisir pour nous d'être ici avec vous ce soir. It's a pleasure to be here. And the first song was actually what I just sang was a recipe for la poutine râpée. And poutine râpée is a potato dish with salt pork and it's boiled. And it's kind of an acquired taste. So if you want the recipe, it's actually an Acadian dish. And I'm Acadian, but I live in Quebec. Acadian are the French people from New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island. And if you'd like the recipe, you can just catch me in the hall and I'll sing that for you again. The next song, it still happens where parents, where young adults do things that parents aren't too happy or try to guide them in a different direction. This is about a young woman who decides to elope. And you can choose whether it's happy or sad, because it could be either. It depends. Amant pour passer la rivière. Merci beaucoup. On behalf of all three of us, and I want to thank Margot for giving us this opportunity to play together, because it seems that Sabé and I end up coming to the States. That's when we play together, so then have the opportunity. So that's wonderful. Thank you very much, Margot. And also I'd like to thank Flan for making you able to hear us. So thank you. Thank you.
Merci. Sabin and I are very, very happy to be here. It's a real treat to have the chance to play with a great audience, a great stage, a great sound. And we don't get the chance to play together that often. So we just played the Valse Clog, a clog waltz from a Quebecois man called Étienne Bouchard. He's a singer, and that's actually a song. And then we played a reel called La Gigue du Plateau Mont-Royal, de Jean-Claude Bélanger. And since it's Vocal Week, we thought we would do a song for you. So the competition is quite ferocious. So we started practicing in our room on Monday nights. And after having many complaints from the Gribble Hall residents, we decided to keep our own instruments and do an instrumental version of it. For public health safety. So this is a Canadian song. It's called Le Canadien Errant. It's translates to the Wandering Canadian. And it's an arrangement made by Philippe Bruneau, accordionist, and his pianist Dorothy Hogan. That's too much. We got so excited when we knew we were coming as a duo. We made an album. And we called it Augusta Special Edition. It's true. And all the tunes we did tonight are on this CD. And we're going to finish with a set of reels from Les Frères Pigeons. And there's a little surprise for you at the end. This is our last piece. Thank you very much.